Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jacqueline Sova, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Kavod. There was a study done trying to understand what makes the most popular kid the most popular kid. What the study and the researchers were trying to understand is it academics, sports, socioeconomic status? Is it looks? Is it a fashion trend? Like, what makes the most popular kid the most popular kid? And after a lot of research, what they found was one thing that all of these popular kids had in common. And that is the most well-liked kid had the longest list of kids that they liked. Meaning the most well-liked kid liked the most amounts of kids. The most popular kid was the person who would walk down the hallway in school and say, "Hey, Sarah. Hey, Samantha." It didn't mean that this person was best friends with everybody, but this person widened their social orbit and they really liked the most amounts of people. Izehu mechubad, who is someone who is honorable? Hamechabed es habrios, is somebody who honors other people. When people feel like you genuinely like them, more often than not, they'll like you back. That's a boomerang effect, right? When they feel like you see good in them, then they'll often like you back. But I think even more is that Baruch Hashem, I've been working with teenagers for a long time now, and a lot of teenagers are very insecure and nervous about who to let into their social sphere because they're worried that their social sphere will make a statement about them, and they want to be careful about what statement they're making about themselves. But somebody who likes the most amount of people, who is nice to everyone who's walking down the hallway, is not concerned about what optics and image that they're giving off. They're a confident person. Such a person is not worried that you're going to ruin my image. I love myself, and I'm not worried you're going to compromise my image. I love you too. And such a confident person, such a person who's so confident in their own skin, that's someone I look up to. That's someone I admire. That's someone who I agree is mechubad. A person who can make room in their life for so many different types of people. It doesn't have to be just like me for me to notice them, to be nice to them. That is somebody who I would agree deserves my standing ovation, because to have such a level, not just of niceness and not just of kindness, but of confidence, that you're not worried that they're going to undermine your popularity or your coolness, that is somebody who I agree is mechubad. And Rabbi Jonathan Sacks says, you know, in Bereishis, when Hashem creates the world, he keeps saying after creation of each Vayar Ki Tov, and Hashem saw it was good. We're like, "You're Hashem, of course what you make is good. So why does Hashem keep saying it?" And Rabbi Jonathan Sacks says the following: Hashem created a magnificent world. It was beautiful. But in order to bring out the best in someone or something, we have to see the good in them. To be mechabed others is not just to be nice and polite, which of course we should be, but it's to see the tov, to see the good in people, and then Emirat Hashem hopefully will bring out that tov. Rav Volbi says that the word kavod comes from the shoresh kaved. Kaved means heavy. He talks about the concept of kovod rosh, which literally means like a heaviness in the head. When someone's talking to you and you give them your mental focus, you're paying attention, you're focused, maybe you even follow up with a question, not even just today, but maybe a few days later, you're showing the person, you take up weight in my mind. You take up mental real estate with me. The opposite of that is klala, to curse someone. And that's from the shoresh kal, which means light. If someone's talking to you and you make light of what they're saying, or you're not taking them seriously, it's incredibly belittling and disrespectful. So really, to give kavod is to make them feel like that sense of kaved, you're taking up weight in my mind. I'm really taking what you're saying seriously. Versus kal, when I make light of you, it's so belittling. That's why one of my favorite psukim, if not my favorite pasuk in the entire Megillas Rus, which of course we read on Shavuos, in the second chapter when Boaz meets Rus, Rus at this point already left her royal upbringing. She already lost a husband. She's poor with her mother-in-law collecting wheat in the fields, and Boaz meets her. Boaz realizes what the situation and circumstances are, and he offers her food. He offers her protection. And when she thanks him, she says the following: "Umadua matzasi chen peinach lahakirini. What did I do to deserve you noticing me? More than any food you can give me, more than any protection, what matters more to a person is to feel like I matter and that you noticed me. Like I have some semblance of mental real estate in this, and someone's noticing me. That is the chesed that she's thanking him for, because to be noticed is so valuable. Sometimes the people who are closest to us are the hardest for us to show kavod to. But just a few ways for us to potentially use this concept of kovod rosh to show kavod. Perhaps someone told us something and following up with them. You know, you told me you had a biology test. How'd it go? You told me you had a meeting with the boss. Did it go well? You told me a couple of days ago you weren't feeling well. How are you feeling? That following up shows I registered in my mind what you said to me. It mattered. I've been thinking about you and I'm following up. It seems almost so insignificant, but that really matters to people. Another thing, of course, is that when someone's talking to us, to really pay attention, to really digest what they're saying, not to automatically think about what we want to say next, but to really be fully with them in what they're saying and to digest COVID with COVID rosh, with focus, to say what you're saying matters to me. I'm with you. Even if it's a small kid telling you a story about what happened in school, or a parent who's telling you about a piece of Torah or a dilemma that they're going through, giving them your attention with seriousness is a tremendous amount of kavod. And especially when people are talking about things that we disagree on, there are no shortage of topics that people can, you know, are hot rail topics that people can disagree on. But to be able to give the person respect, to hear their opinion without losing it, and to say, even if I disagree with you, I can respect that you have that opinion, is a tremendous amount of kavod and respect. So for kavod habrios, to recognize that the most liked person liked the most amount of people, not in a fake way, in a real way, which both shows the significance and importance of liking people, but it also shows a certain confidence to be able to make a wide and varied social sphere. And like Russ said, right, that noticing people, if you're in a shul event, if you're at a school event, just going over to people that whether you know them or you don't know them and saying, hey, welcome, so happy that you came. It's such a chesed. It's such a simple, easy chesed to make people feel like they're noticed, like they mattered, like they are valued. Thank you for learning together.